WPHM. He's live and local, talking Port Huron news and sports. It's Paul Miller on WPHM.
You know, one of the reasons that community leaders here in St. Clair County wanted to attend that Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference is to let everybody in the region know about some of the good things going on here in St. Clair County. Marine City has just led the way. Their downtown has been booming the last several years, and thanks in large part to investors like the Vertons, Tom and Kathy Verton, who have opened not just one but two theaters, and now the Inn on Water Street. Kathy Verton is online with us right now. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
How much fun are you guys having?
Oh, yeah. It's been busy.
I bet it has been. You officially opened, about a month ago, is that right?
We did. We did a soft opening in April, and then we had a grand opening May 4th.
And describe the Inn on Water Street to those that haven't seen the pictures or had a chance to visit yet.
It's right at the corner of Bridge and Water Street, so it's got a fabulous view of the water. And most of the rooms have balconies that are overlooking the water. And we thought, Marine City, Farms and Freighters, there's always been a history there with both. So we did the interior all with kind of an upscale modern farmhouse decor. And the rooms are, everyone who goes in them says it feels more like you're at home than in a, rectangle box hotel room. We put wood flooring in because it's so easy to clean between guests. And then you're getting a nice, fresh room. We've got all beautiful, crisp white linens. We've got a little farmhouse motif in the room. So you have a chandelier hanging over the bed instead of, the old, the regular fluorescent lights or what have you, the cans overhead. So it's very quaint. It's very unique. And guests who have stayed there have raved about it. And the rooms have balconies. The ones that are overlooking the water have nice balconies that you can just go outside and you sit and have a bottle of wine, and which you can get at the Inn Kitchen, which is our on-property restaurant. That's been doing very well as well. People who come in seem to really enjoy their visit there.
You found a very talented chef for that kitchen, too, didn't you?
We've got a couple of them. Our partner in the Inn Kitchen is Kristen Bain, who has the Harson's Island Schoolhouse Grill. We've known Kristen for years and years. She's catered weddings for us, and she is just a really, really brilliant restaurateur. Her recipes are just so unique and delicious. And then she recruited at Culinary Institute of Michigan. And we've got Max Zimmers, our head chef. And the two of them are just, they're having, I think, more fun than they ought to be allowed to have, putting recipes together and really creating a unique experience at the Inn Kitchen.
The Inn on Water Street is a place where, people even who are, fairly local, from St. Clair, Port Huron, Marysville, the surrounding area could come and enjoy an evening because, if you're going to, go to a show, have dinner, have, a few cocktails, and really make a night of it, why not just stay right there, right?
We've had a lot of that happen. So, and it's actually what we're marketing is a stay and play. Because it's a wonderful, we call it a getaway without the drive. People can, just zip down, like you said, have a wonderful dinner, go out and see a show, and then come back and relax. They don't have to race home or, like you said, have a cocktail and then worry about, have they had one too many? Should I stay put?
Exactly.
And we've had a lot of locals enjoying just a nice little getaway, get out of the house for the night and have a mini staycation.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. When did you first open? Now, which came first, the Riverbank or the Snug?
The Snug, actually. Well, we started small. We did the 98-seat Snug Theater, and that was in 2013. And then 2014, we opened Riverbank in December of 2014. And they've been going strong for 5 years now, and we have seen last year alone, we had 17,000 tickets sold to our productions because we do about 10 productions a year. So that's 17,000 people coming in and more than likely stopping and, you know, shopping and going out to eat. And now we can extend our reach because we have a place for people to stay. So we're finding we're bringing people in from Livonia and Farmington and a little further away.
You know, that's fantastic.
A little too far to just do, you know, come for the evening and go home. So
now they've got a destination.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it is. It's a great town. It's just this whole area, you know, you've heard me on my soapbox say, I cannot believe that the entire town is just humming because it's such a great waterfront. It's surrounded by water. It's fantastic.
Don't you feel, Kathy, like people are beginning to discover it? I mean, we're not there yet.
I
think we've built what we need to build to show it off and to bring people here. Now we just got to, you know, get back up on that soapbox and bring them here, don't we?
I do. I absolutely do. And once they come and experience it, they say, we will be back. Every single visitor we've had has said, we'll be back. This is great. And this weekend, we've got some celebrities in town.
Oh, really?
We've got three folks from Broadway are in town. And what they're doing is a show, Popcorn Falls. We had it at our theater last year. It's back. And Jim Hindman, who wrote the play, he and Tom Cerotta are back to perform it over Memorial Day weekend, starting with Thursday night performances. And they brought their director, Christian Borrell, who is a 2-time Tony Award winner. And they're fine-tuning it this week at the Snug Theater because they have an opportunity to have it debut in New York. So they're making some changes to the show, and they've, you know, really buttoned it up and fine-tuned it. So I encourage people to come out this weekend. And we're doing it as a benefit production to raise funds for the Riverbank Stage Festival and Performing Arts Academy that we're talking about launching. We have, as many people know, an option on the old high school up in St. Clair, and we'd like to really turn that into a fine arts camp, just a campus overall, where we would be able to grow our youth program that we've already started and run a summer-long stage festival with 4 stages going constantly all summer long. So when people come in, they don't just see one show. They can see, you know, have many options.
I mean, that would turn Marine City into kind of what they've got going on over in Stratford, Ontario, wouldn't it?
It would. It would do that for the whole region, really, because it would put 2 theaters up in St. Clair as well.
Wow.
And that would require a lot of hotel rooms, and 25 little rooms at the inn on Water Street isn't going to get it done.
Well, between you and Jeff Katofsky and others, you're getting them built, and it really is, I think, an exciting time. By the way, you know, what I was going to ask you, Kathy, when you and Tom, you know, first arrived in Marine City to open your Snug Theater, did you have a hotel in mind? Did you have all this in mind, or was it you're just going to come up here and open a little theater?
It was something that I wanted to do. I said to Tom, I really want to do this. I've got this passion. I'm not ready to be done with business. Let's do this. And then look what happened. So
it has snowballed.
He's got the bug now, too. It's a great area. And we just said, you know, we want to see this be a real tourist destination, this whole Rum area. So.
Well, it's getting there, and it's getting there thanks to the help of folks like the Vertons. Congratulations on the opening of the Inn on Water Street.
Thank you so much.
Done a nice job.
Come on out to the Inn kitchen and have dinner. And
I can't wait.
Popcorn Falls.
This would be a great weekend to do that, Memorial Day weekend.
Sure.
All right, sounds good. Kathy, nice talking to you. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.